March 25th, 2021, the Solemnity of the Annunciation. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "The victory which counts is the spiritual victory in each heart. The weapons, therefore, that must be used in order to win this victory are spiritual weapons, prayer and sacrifice. By employing these weapons, the enemy will be exposed and conquered. This is why in each place the Holy Mother appears, she asks for penance. Poor sinners do not realize the trouble they are in or the ways they are weakening the spiritual heart of the world. In every heart there is a battle being waged between good and evil. Satan can only win this war by convincing people there is no war. The enemy has won over the heart of mass media. This victory of evil over good is a strong weapon that the enemy uses to convince people that there is no contest between good and evil in hearts. Focus some of your daily prayers on the spiritual victory, which must gain momentum in order to win. Your daily prayers are my strongest weapon." A note is given to read 2 Peter chapter 2, 4 through 10. "For if God did not spare the angels when they sinned, but cast them into hell and committed them to pits of nether gloom to be kept until the judgment, if he did not spare the ancient world, but preserved Noah, a herald of righteousness, with seven other persons, when he brought a flood upon the world of the ungodly, if by turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah to ashes, he condemned them to extinction, and made them an example to those who were to be ungodly, and if he rescued righteous Lot, greatly distressed by the licentiousness of the wicked, for by what that righteous man saw and heard as he lived among them, he was vexed in his righteous soul day after day with their lawless deeds. Then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from trial and to keep the unrighteous under punishment until the day of judgment, and especially those who indulge in the lust of defiling passion and despise authority. Bold and willful, they are not afraid to revile the glorious ones." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.